A deep rumble sounded someplace far back inside the mountain. Then Ben saw a ripple running upstream and felt the soft jungle soil beginning to settle beneath his feet.
Yeah, well, I don't think Abeloth is going to give as much choice in the matter this time, Ben said.
He jerked a thumb over his shoulder toward a gorge wall hidden somewhere in the jungle behind him.
What do you say we start looking over back there?
Vistara shook her head, then finally lifted her chin and peered across the stream.
We'll have better luck over there.
She pointed to the other side.
Can't you smell it?
Ben took a deep whiff of jungle air and smelled nothing but decaying vegetation.
Smell what?
The breeze.
Vistara force-jumped across the stream and began to sniff.
It's cool, and it smells like a cave.
It can't be that easy.
Vistara glanced over her shoulder.
That mean you aren't coming, Jedi?
Ben flushed.
I'm coming.
He gathered the force and sprang across the stream, alighting on the bank next to her.
Someone needs to keep you out of trouble.
Instead of making a comeback, Vistara surprised Ben by turning to contemplate him. She lowered her brow and gazed into his eyes for a moment, almost challenging him to challenge her. Then finally shrugged and shook her head in disappointment.
That's why you Jedi are going to lose this galaxy to us, she informed him. You're afraid of trouble.
With that, she spun away and began to march through the jungle, using the Force and her lightsaber to clear a path. Ben fell in behind her, though not too close behind her, lest she not be paying attention on a backswing. He wanted to make some retort, of course, but he understood the ways of the Sith too well to fall into that trap. Emotions were dangerous, unpredictable things, and Vistara probably believed that if she could goad him into losing control, she just might have a chance of pulling him over to the dark side. And Ben knew that if she failed, that if he could show her how strong his side of the Force truly was, that someday she would step into the light beside him. All he had to do was be patient. As they drew nearer to the gorge wall, Ben began to feel the breeze Vistara had mentioned. The air was damp and cool, and she was right. He could smell a definite hint of rock and mildew, and something more caustic, too. Perhaps sulfur. Within a few steps, the ground started to rise sharply, and they began to catch glimpses of a tangled curtain of moss fluttering in the jungle ahead. Ben risked moving close enough to grab Vistara's shoulder.
Okay, so it was that easy. But hold up here for a second.
What for?
Vistara continued to clear vegetation, increasing her pace and drawing half a dozen steps closer to the mossy curtain.
Come on, Jedi. Show some initiative.
It's called the Pool of Knowledge, Vistara.
Whatever happened, Ben knew that he could not allow her to enter the pool before his father arrived. That even if she survived, the experience would change her into something he had no chance of pulling back into the light.
Does that really sound like something we should mess with?
Sure.
Vistara used the Force to hurl the last meter of vegetation aside, then drew up short. The grotto could be seen less than 2 paces ahead, a fluttering rectangle of shadow only half visible through the yellow moss hanging down the gorge wall. About the height of a Wookiee and wide enough to admit a speeder, the portal looked more like an underground hangar entrance than a cave. Especially when Vistara slashed the moss curtain away, revealing a lintel and support columns carved with the same Ophidian grotesques they had found at the Font of Power.